to Yes Missions today, and that's our overseas missions we're going to talk about. Last week you heard from Pastor Charlie and what we're doing locally, which is so good, and so many people are being helped in the community through our local missions. And really, just as we as we start to get into the, I'll go through a few of the things that are happening overseas. But I really want to, before we start, just really appreciate all that have given into this missions fund for this year, 23-24. Because I know it is a sacrifice, but when I go through things, you'll just be encouraged by the results of what is happening in our overseas churches. And the lives that are being touched, are people's lives that are being touched, and predominantly it's been because of our giving and our sowing into those areas. And so, yeah, just so really appreciate it. It's not the money, all the money that you do give is going to the places that we are. Yeah, it's going to, like, well, at the moment, this one here is the Philippines, and we'll just start with them. And that's in C3 Pasac, and Pastor Ronald and Mary Lou are pastor that church. And we've been helping them for about 6 years, and have done a couple of other things for them, but predominantly we've been helping them with their Cast the Bread program. So that's a feeding program they set up, and where they feed poor people that don't have the provision to be able to actually go and buy groceries. So they get out, and they've got a van, and they buy a whole lot of groceries and then go out and distribute this to these poor people. So they're actually feeding over 100 families per month. And out of those families, there's probably six people in a family, so really 600 people are being touched each month with these food parcels or groceries. So that is really, that's the gospel in action, is that they're poor, they can't receive, they've got no money to buy food, but they're the churches out there and providing them with food. And now this program has also utilized the Bible Study Program 101, which they use in the Philippines. And it's been most successful. And really, so with the Bible study as well as the feeding program, there's about 50 people that are that have just gone through the Bible study program. Well, 50 people attended and 22 graduated. Well, actually went through the whole process. And they all received a grocery pack after they'd finished the course. But it's where in Mark 16:15 it says to go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. And it's difficult sometimes for us to get out there and to go into all the world, because obviously we've got things to do here, and it's not practical. But when we give and when we sow into the mission fund, you're actually really preaching the gospel in another country. And we're in the Philippines, they're using that to, like I say, to do this Bible study program, lead people to the Lord, get people saved, and then through that 22 graduated, and there were 22 baptisms. So they held some baptisms as well, and so there would have been over 20 that, maybe more, that got saved, but 22 were baptized. So they've just been really so solid. That's Pastor Mary Lou. Now, a few years ago, she had breast cancer, and we provided for funds for her, for medical funds for that. But so what they have noticed, and this year's highlights for them, is the increase in church attendance. And generally, when you see a lot of the shots from the Philippines, you'd really just see women sitting in the church pews or chairs. But this year, and I've had a look at a number of the photos, there's actually more males being added. So that's a really good thing. And also they managed to attend a C3 conference. They took their worship team and some church members, something that they probably haven't been able to do for, I think it would be one of the first ones they've been able to attend. And also they're finding people that are more receptive to the Word of God, and they're getting lots of invitations to pray for sick people in their homes. So the work in the Philippines is going really well. They've got a good bunch of people, and it's growing. But so they really are thankful for our support for providing the food for the grocery packs. So I just really want to thank you for that. And next week you'll hear a video from Pastor Ronald just thanking us as well. So yeah, so that was the graduates with all their certificates. So that's the Philippines, and then we're moving on now to West Africa, and we're going having a look at C3 in Liberia. Probably in as far as our missions funds goes, probably there's more money going to Liberia than perhaps to the other places that we support. But predominantly, one reason is that we planted the first church in Liberia, C3 Church in Liberia, and you were instrumental in that, weren't you, Susan? So, and that would be now 11 years ago or 12 years ago, I think, isn't it? 12 years ago that the work was planted in Liberia. Pastor Colley leads the work in Liberia, and he does a good job. These are a few photos and a little bit of video footage of over time that what we've been doing, but predominantly in Liberia, we've been supporting the teachers in C3 Painesville to do the teaching, because really all the students that come into the school there don't have been from very poor families, and so the families can't provide them, to funds or fees to go to a school. So they're provided with free education in Painesville. And that's really what a lot of our funding does go to, is supporting the teachers that then obviously teach the young children. So over the 12 years we've been supporting the school, there's been 269 students that have graduated from year 9, and 310 students that have graduated from year 6. So that is making quite a difference in their lives. When you actually go to Liberia and you see what people have, what it's like to be there, what you face, this is really good. So out of those, out of those students, 16 have gone on to upper education, and 8 to university. So those are really good, because in Liberia, the infrastructure, the whole economic development of that country is not great, and so it's a great thing that we can do is to help those children gain some education so that they're not stuck to just not being able to earn much at all. If you get an education and you get some schooling behind you, you've got more chance to get a better job than if you're don't have any education at all. You might be able to dig a hole in a road or something, but it's difficult to move into anything that's going to provide more for your families. This year they had their 13th year conference. This was held at the rubber farm, C3 Rubber Farm. where there's a, you know, basically the name means it all, rubber. There's a whole lot of rubber trees in that area. I think it all got sold off to the Chinese, but they've got a church there at the rubber farm. They're actually hoping to get some land that someone's promised, but that means clearing some other land so that they can have a soccer field, then they can get this other land, something like that. There's always things happening. So they like to come and celebrate each year, so all the churches get together. Obviously not all the members are there, but they do get quite a number from Gorloo, Painesville, Kakata, Fendall. So, and they're all there together, and they all dress up and they have a great time. They also, at that stage, also have baptisms as well. There has been 14 salvations over this year, and there's the certificate or the where they have their baptisms down in a river, but they hold those once a year, and there's 14 or so that were getting baptized this year. Yeah, so that's really good. So that is really what it's all about, is helping churches help their people to grow, find out about Jesus, learn about Jesus, receive salvation, and then start the discipleship journey, be baptized, and then become part of the church. In C3 Fendall, this year we supplied chairs. This is this magnificent building that we didn't build. We own the land, and I don't know if not all of you may know this, but a organization from America, an outreach organization, approached Pastor Colley and said they wanted to build him a church. And at the time, he said to me, "What did I think? I didn't think it would happen, or they would come through, but they did." I found out later there was a little bit of a catch to it, but Pastor Colley was strong, and they wanted him to join their movement, but he said no, he's C3. So, and he's always C3, he's not moving. So, you know, what they offered him, most people over there would have taken easily. So I just really admire him for that. But the church is such a good church. Did you see the church when you were over there? You did. It's a great church. The building is really well done. They've had youth meetings with other churches in the building. And so I just expect over the next year or two, because of its location, it's close to the university and stuff, that church will keep continuing to grow. So that's what we did in Fendall this year. C3 Kakata, we completed, we got the windows and doors installed. It's been a pretty long project for us, just the costs and that. And, you know, one thing we do struggle with is that a US dollar only buys about 60, Australian dollar only buys 60 cents of a US dollar. So it does, just the exchange takes a big chunk. If we could get it for dollar, it would be so much easier. So the doors and windows got installed there. Unfortunately, this year we had a little situation arise where there was a dispute of the land that the church was on, and we never bought the land. We've obviously supplied most of the money to build the church. But the dispute from the land eventuated, and we actually ended up having to purchase the land as well as have the land surveyed, which is now a little bit more than it was, and we had to pay other government's fees. Now, this wasn't what we had budgeted for, but if we hadn't have done it, we would have probably lost the church building. It would have gone to another person because they'd changed the documents or something. But anyway, praise God, we didn't lose it, and we have it. And we want to just get the walls plastered and the floor done on that building and painted, and then I can see that taking off again. Okay, so otherwise what we've done this year is just we've been supporting Pastor Colley and just as his, he allows him to visit the other churches. And we even had a story, Pastor Collie was telling me a week or two ago that some people or family visited C3 Gorlou, and they live in Guinea, which is another nation. And these people have got no church in Guinea. There's no pastor not in Guinea. They would have churches in Guinea, but in there, I think it's called Bolsa Town or something, Boisa Town. So that they've asked if they could come and just come and start a church there. So that's what they're going to look at possibly doing next year, and just providing some pastoral care in that area, in that region. So that's really C3 Painesville. And we'll move on to our other church in West Africa. We'll move on to C3 Leone, Sierra Leone. You know, there's two churches in Sierra Leone, C3 Kono and C3 Wellington. And really, C3 Liberia, Sierra Leone, was established in 2018. Pastor Commander met with Pastor Nigel and Andrea when they were leading in 2017 at a conference they had at in Liberia, and Pastor Commander went there and met with them. And so the church was established in 2018, and in 2019 Pastor Barry and myself went back and visited to see what was happening and how the church was going. And they've been going really well. So from 2019, it was integrated into the C3 network after a year's probation. And the success stories have been that we did build a church there over the last couple of years. It's finished now, and that was in Kono. It was built with mud bricks, so it was relatively cheap to build, but it has been very successful. The church now has about 147 members, and so they, it's going pretty well. The other church they've got is in Waterloo, they had to move buildings. And I think someone's going to give them some land, so they may need a few building materials for that coming up. So they have in Waterloo, they have 165 full-time members. And the other good news story was that they had 35 new converts, baptisms and 35 new converts, including adults and children, and they had that service on the 20th of April 24. So that is really encouraging for what is happening there. Now, the other project that we partake of or send money to in Sierra Leone has been the agricultural project, and we'll see some videos shortly. So they got four plots of bush, I think they leased that, and they've planted crops such as groundnut, yams, beans, and ginger. So when Pastor Commander was telling me, each time he said granite, and I was trying to think, granite? What's granite? I hadn't heard of it before, but it's actually, just my hearing of it, I suppose, it is actually groundnut. So groundnut, so I'm not sure, but it's obviously a good food source over there. They've got corn coming and yams and ginger. So that's all coming. And that is really good because it provides food for the families, and also they can sell some and make some money from that. The only unfortunate thing that happened this year, and you might see a video of it, Pastor Commander had a accident on his motorcycle, which broke his leg. And And you, if you do see the shot of the photo of the video of just him getting in the hospital bed, you'd be so grateful for what we have as far as medicine goes in Australia, because it's not too good. To date, he's had about 100 injections in the thing, and he's just believing that it will continue to heal. So really just needing a miracle on that. So they don't seem to use plaster that we do. They wrap a bandage around it and keeps it up and then just inject it all the time. And hopefully the leg comes back, you know, knits together. So that has sort of slowed his progress down. The other unfortunate thing was when he had the motorcycle accident, he dropped his phone and someone stole his phone. So these are the things that they come up with, you know, they have problems like this. And we don't realize how fortunate we are to live in a country like Australia. So you definitely wouldn't want to be, especially he's not in a big town, the town that he's in, so the actual medical procedures and stuff are not quite, which I'd say would be very good. And we'll hear a little bit more from him next week when we do our, when Pastor Stephen shares next week. And the other thing we do in our mission, so we've got the Philippines, Liberia, Sierra Leone, and the other one we support is Lynn Tobin Ministries in India. And so what we do is we supply her money, and the money she uses is to supply the poor and widowed woman in India with saris. That gives them a sense of dignity and something that, you know, most of them probably can't afford a sari. So that just brings a lot of joy to them. A lot of them have been widowed and they have no income or anything else. So for them to get a new sari, it's a big thing. They also provide food for those that are very poor and needy. So that's the fourth thing we do. So this is really what we've been doing overseas, and we have been for a number of years. And each year we look to perhaps doing a little bit more or tweaking a little thing. Things to maybe do things a little bit better. But one area that we want to get into next year, and you'll probably hear a little bit about it, is just a little bit more into our local missions, and that's getting into local high schools. So we hope to share a little bit more about that next week, but that's something that's going to be in the program as well. To be able to do a little bit more in local missions to help the youth and actually get youth into church as well. So just in closing, the question I ask myself, what can I do? What can I do? Sometimes you can look at this and think, my gosh, there's so much that you're all doing, and that's a lot of money. And I don't have a lot of money, but reality is, just if you give just a little bit and someone else gives a little bit, it all pulls together and actually makes quite a bit of money. So I just pray, well, God, what can I do? And, you know, God will always challenge me to perhaps give a little bit more this year than what I was last year. But I think it all comes back down to is, do I trust God? And if God does put a figure and says, you know, so into it. It's a, you can do it monthly, you can do it weekly, whatever's easiest for you. But it's just really trusting God in what we step out to do. In Proverbs 19:17, it says, every time, this is the TPE version, every time you give to the poor, you make a loan to the Lord. Don't worry, you'll be repaid in full for all the good you've done. Such a great promise from God. And I just want to close with this other scripture found in Philippians 4:10. And this is Paul just commending the church in Philippi and thanking them for his overwhelming generosity to his mission work. It says, my heart overflows with joy when I think of how you demonstrated love to me by your financial support of my ministry. And really, when we're offering our financial support to these people, like in the Philippines, we're offering financial support to their ministries. They're on a mission in their countries. You know, the same in Liberia, the financial support there, it's helping that mission in Liberia and so forth. So even though you have so little, you still continue to help me in every way. And so I just in finishing, I just really want to just thank you. I just also ask that you would carefully just pray and just, I think you've all got the cards, or they'll be out somewhere, the cards, the mission cards. But just prayerfully consider it. And next week we're having our big offering. And you'll see a little bit more about, from the pastors, hear a little bit more from them. But also you'll also hear on what we want to, what we have achieved over this year and what we want to achieve next year. And Pastor Stephen, I'll hand it back to you. Well
done. Thank you very much. I just ask you to invite you to stand this morning. Please put your hands together for Steve.